Hello again, this is the JD Man, and instead of putting up some stupid news story about some idiot who does something stupid, I found something that's actually newsworthy today. And on top of that, it's one of those, you know, good news type things, which you never hear of at all anymore. A Melbourne school girl with a sight disability has become a poster child for Apple's iPad. Holly Blight, 9 years old, has albinism, a genetic condition that affects not only the pigment of her in her skin, hair, and eyes, but also her vision. But the sight problems that once made school a struggle for Holly are now largely a thing of the past, and her parents thank her touchscreen tablet. The iPad has replaced a weighty magnifying glass as Holly's classroom companion, and a simple swipe of her fingers now zooms in on texts that had to be enlarged by teachers on the photocopier. Holly's attention span has increased, and her mother, Fiona, estimates visual fatigue now takes twice as long to set in. Holly's enthusiasm to read has grown so much, and it's definitely increased her independence, Ms. Blight said. Okay, there's a... more here. The mom sent a letter to Steve Jobs and he sent one back, and you know, talking about how great it was. And yeah, oh, and she's the coolest kid in her class now because she has an iPad. Basically, what gets me about this story is how you can use a modern piece of technology, like I'm recording this audio boo on an Apple iPhone 4 with an external battery hooked up to it. And it's real funny. You see the people looking at the iPads, you know, usually kids or something. And then they got the parents that are just like, no, you don't need one of that. That's stupid. It's worthless, you know. You got a computer at home. And it's just nice to see that this stuff can actually be used to help people out, you know. Now, I don't think this is all worthless crap. I think some of it's way overpriced, but that's just my opinion. But still, just... man, it just, you know, like this one girl's life has been almost turned around for the better because of this iPad she has. And that's great, and that's a thing that, you know, help people all this good thing, I don't know. I just thought, I saw this and thought I'd share it. No hidden messages in here, no. See, Apple iPads are great and everyone needs to have one. It's just a nice story where someone gets help and their life's better for it, you know? Beyond that, not much. And I'm almost down again. Huh. I'd be more impressed if half this boo wasn't stammering and thinking of stuff to say. But oh well. This is the JD Man, and I will talk with you later.